This is Vic. I'm here with Smoke, and we're doing the topic of the week, which is titled Hiding Your Anarchy, and it was posted on September 9th, 2027.
How open are you with others about your anarchist beliefs? What types of people? In what context? How do you feel about it? Proud? Ashamed? This anarchist is usually upfront with others, this anarchist not being me, but whoever wrote this, that they are an anarchist most of the time. But there are situations where every precaution is taken to keep that fact to myself. Those situations are usually work-related, and they still feel awful, like most things work-related. That makes me wonder how other anarchists go about this, and how important it is to them that their anarchist status is known or not known by others. And what might some of the big picture consequences be? Discuss. Well, discuss. You go first.
Oh, I go first. I am not very open with people that I'm an anarchist. I've gotten pretty good at describing that I'm an anarchist without saying the word. And I generally will look for people to like kind of throw some signifiers back at me before I proceed. And I don't know, if I'm doing anarchy stuff with people, I will talk about it openly. But besides that, I feel like it's usually kind of dangerous. I feel like it's kind of dangerous to be completely open about it, especially at work and anywhere where someone could like call the police on you or something. I don't know. I'm pretty paranoid overall, I think, in terms of using the actual word with people I don't know very well. And that's mostly because I don't know what information they have about anarchy. And especially in the day of like anti-fascism in the United States and post-Antifa stuff, like I feel like there's a lot of people that have just media brainworms to the max and like think that if I tell them I'm an anarchist, that I'm like coming to their house to take it. And that's only like true half the time. So I feel kind of hesitant, yeah, to let people know, I guess. What about you?
So what I'm hearing is that you don't want to get doxxed. And what I'm curious about is how come you don't want a bunch of new internet friends?
Well, why would I want a bunch of new internet friends?
I also don't really tell people about it very much. But yeah, I can't really think of a context in which it would be important to, one, because most of the people that come my way socially are from a shared social context in which that's kind of already assumed. So there's not like a lot of explanation that needs to happen. And yeah, I can't, since it's not part of my project to try to convince other people to be an anarchist. That seems like if that was my project, then that would be a situation in which I might need to, or it might benefit me to, I guess, reveal myself that way. But yeah, it's hard for me to even be like, where would I show up and be like, yeah, guys, this is what I'm about, and that not already be known by the people that I'm around. Yeah. Thoughts?
Well, let's try to think of a context. Cause I agree with you. It's hard for me to think about too. I mean, things come up where I'm in some kind of a situation. Like actually, yeah, I was thinking about this earlier today when I read the topic. Like I had a thing happen yesterday where these people I was with were in a totally different reality from me and kind of were in two separate realities from each other, like in a very drastic way. And one of them was getting really aggressive and there was people around that like proposed calling the police. And obviously I said that we should not do that. And kind of, we had a little conversation about why I feel pretty strongly about not calling the police. And I think that could be a moment in which I could be like, I'm an anarchist, right? I don't call the police, or I don't want to be around for other people calling the police. But it would actually maybe confuse things further. And it was just better to explain. And because I've been in this kind of situation a few times at this point, I actually had I had some little talking points or whatever. Like it was, I didn't have to think of it on the spot necessarily. It's stuff that I've already thought about. And so I had things to say that felt ready and calm and intentional and like thought out. And I feel like the longer I'm an anarchist, the easier time I have with explaining that I'm an anarchist without using the word. And maybe, I don't know. I mean, I feel conflicted about it because I'm like, I am proud, like, I'm, like, proud to be an anarchist. I think it's a really cool lineage to be a part of. I think it's, yeah, whatever. There's things to be proud, I feel like. And in a way that feels, it feels weird to hide that, but I don't know. Yeah, I don't feel strongly, I guess. It's just like we're talking about, there just isn't that many situations in which I feel like it would actually be helpful to be like, I'm an anarchist with people totally. That aren't.
Which actually, I think that, I don't really remember the prompt, but I think it may have said something about how open are you about your anarchist beliefs. And maybe this is a nice, I do feel like there are ways in which just by the nature of how people like us have been living our lives, we may, like, I do, I hear what you're saying about the encounter you had, where there were people in different realities and, you know, you had a way to convince people to not involve the police that didn't involve the word anarchy, which I think is good. But I also have been thinking about this because my work situation is one in which decision making is centralized and hierarchical. And depending on who I'm working with, at times I'm able to sort of make suggestions or model behavior so that decisions are being made with everybody's input. And sometimes it works really, really well. And it is mostly like, it's not about necessarily even spreading anarchist ideas or anything. It's mostly about making it less humiliating to be at work. But yeah, so I guess to that prompt to that question in the prompt, one way that I expose my, or I reveal my anarchist ideas to the people around me is by trying to undermine centralization and hierarchy within my workplace or one of my workplaces.
Right. Yeah. But I mean, another way to put it than what you just did, or the way that you put it, or the way that I would put it, I guess, or can think about these things, is that I want to create, like, I want to live anarchy more. And so if I can get closer to that by, like, adjusting the social atmosphere at work or wherever I am, then I'm probably going to do that if possible. You know what I mean? So, like, decentralizing decision making. Yeah, like, totally. It makes it less horrible to be at work, but that's because you're an anarchist in part, you know, like, some people like centralized decision making. Some people want to have a hierarchy and that's, like, not terrible for them, but it is terrible to an anarchist.
It does feel interesting as I get older to chart some of the changes where when I was in my 20s, I was like, one of my friends got fired from a place that I was working. Mm-hmm. And I was very much like, oh, well, we need to organize the workplace and, like, come together and, like, write a list of demands to the management, hired back, and all this stuff. And then eventually, you know, I just got fired for trying to do that. And it's like, it's like nice to be in a position where it's just like there are little subtle ways that are maybe exposed or reveal less of whatever you might call my anarchist beliefs, but just in a way that it's like, yeah, I don't know. Less about, like, being loud and, like, organizery or something, and more just like, well, how about if we all just talk about this or something?
What do you mean we all just talk about this?
Oh, I just mean it's like when I was younger, I was like, oh, I gotta be like capital P political guy, like, loud and like, we're gonna change things. And now I'm just like, instead of that, when I encounter a workplace situation in which things, you know, in which people's, you know, work life sucks because there's just some man telling everyone what to do. Instead of being like, well, we need to get together, we need to organize this thing and we need to do this, I'm just like, hey, everybody, how do we feel about, like, we everybody takes on this role one day per week or something, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And everyone is usually just like, oh, yeah, that's cool. Yeah, whatever. It's never like some big dramatic thing.
Yeah, I mean, for me, that also has to do with, like, going through this kind of stuff a few times. And so I just don't get as worked up. But the other thing, too, is, like, with kind of activist-y organizer mentality, it's, like, the weight of all of power that exists in the world or the workplace or the economy, like, rests on the moment of you being, like, we all need to organize, you know? So within that moment is, like, 3,000 years of, like, centralization and all this stuff. And so it's, like, really, really intense. But actually, I don't think it needs to be all that crazy. And Yeah. I mean, I'm also like, I'm more likely to evade power nowadays than I am to try to get it. And I've also been fired from doing stuff like that a few times at this point. Yeah. And it's like, you just kind of learn like, oh, well, when there's this unequal of distribution of power, like me trying to be all loud and trying to like, I don't know, stake or whatever, like plant the anarchy flag here and try to organize a whole thing is probably just going to get me fired like very quick. And so maybe there's sneakier stuff I can do that actually is more beneficial to me and like the people I care about that are involved. That's pretty vague, but I don't know. It's context specific, I guess.
You don't want to reveal too much of your specific anarchist identity here?
I mean, I'm down. I feel like this is the place to do that, right?
What's your name?
Vic.
Yeah, and also this just occurred to me. I've been in other, just because we're talking about work, because the question was about work. Because that's the place where you often encounter people that are strangers that don't know who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes revealing your anarchy has this funny side effect where they're like, oh, I'm also that. I'm also an anarchist. But like the way that they're an anarchist is like offensive to your sensibilities or something. And you're like, oh no.
Yep.
We mean different things by that. And then you're like, then you have some sort of weird, like narcissism of small differences thing going on. So it's like, yeah, even if, yeah, it's like, if you reveal yourself to like, I don't know, some chud, you know, you might get harassed. And if you reveal yourself to some like online, like gender queer activist, then you're also kind of fucked.
Yeah. I mean, there's worse. There's, it can go pretty bad. I think like I work with some like people that I'm suspecting or something like anarcho-syndicalists. Mm-hmm. And yeah, like I don't, I mean, we're really on different pages with a lot of different stuff. And I don't necessarily, like, I don't want people to think that we just, me and this person all like think the same things. And they are very vocal about their like project or whatever as organizers in the workplace. And so people like, they are known as those people. And so if I were to be like, yeah, I'm also like a anarchist or whatever, like I think it would give an inaccurate picture of what I believe, you know? And like what you're saying, yeah, I mean, it's very rare that I'm actually like, oh, this person's an anarchist, I'm an anarchist, we probably have a lot in common. And that usually has to do with like, who I got to know them through and what the context is. You know what I mean? Yeah. 'Cause if I got to know them through people that I know, I have a general understanding of like, you know, I got to know them through a close friend. I know what the close friend is into, what kind of friends they have. And that close friend is like, this person's really cool, they're really close with me. Then I feel like I have a general understanding of what their anarchism represents. But even then, I try to leave a lot of room to like get to know it over time. But outside of that stuff, I mean, holy shit, like the people, yeah, I mean, you know, look at the A News fucking comment threads. Like, it is pretty varied, you know, what people like to put it very, I mean, whatever. Yeah, it's just, I mean, that is a way of putting it. Like, it is just very, very, it's different. Like, people think different shit and they seem to be anarchists. They're on an anarchist like platform. And I don't know who I'm helping if I'm like, yes, we are all like in, we all use the same label or whatever. It's just fucking confusing.
Kumbaya.
But okay, I did think of one though that I do. Mm. And this is a situation in which I very much will say I'm an anarchist, you know, when the time is right. But when I'm talking to communists, I 100% am very open about being an anarchist, because I'm doing it to be like, no, I'm antagonistic to you because I'm an anarchist. And like, I want them to understand that my relationship to their political project is a combative one or adversarial one, precisely because I'm an anarchist and on top of other things as well. But yeah, that's like one thing where I'm pretty vocal about it, I guess. And with other anarchists, I will say that too, that like, I think when people are more lenient with communists, I'm like more prone, or yeah, I'm more likely to identify as an anarchist and then like explain my feelings about communists as like part of me being an anarchist. Yep, that's the one I could think of. What about you? I'm winning so far. Can you think of one?
I mean, yeah, I feel like that's helpful, but it's like, I don't know. I'm trying to think of the amount of times in my life where I've even really been in that situation since I started claiming anarchy or whatever, and it seems like not very many situations. So maybe your life is just different than mine. Like situations in which I would be talking to a communist who didn't know that I was an anarchist or something. Yeah, it's interesting. I'm like, even talking to like apolisty people, it's like, you can tell them that you're an anarchist, but then they're just going to like fold that into their weird understanding of little C communism stuff. So it's like, doesn't seem useful to do it with them either, because they'll just like claim whatever cool thing it was you and your friends did as being part of their thing. Because that's kind of how they do things. They like latch onto things that anarchists did, and then say that it's like autonomy or little C communism or whatever it is, building hubs. Yeah.
Okay. I was gonna say the Apelles, Tacunas, whatever people, are definitely like experts at not announcing who they are or what they think, and that seems like a pretty core part of the way they maneuver or how they do politics. And that was definitely on my mind when like thinking about this politics exactly. Yeah, because there's a part of me that's like sees that as pretty manipulative. And yeah, I don't know, when I was kind of more thinking about the whole Apelles shit, and you know, there was all the back and forth on the internet, and that was like more present in my personal life, I was kind of a little reactive or something, where I was like, well, y'all are always kind of being transparent or whatever, or opaque, whatever the fuck. Like, you know, like never saying what they believe or saying whatever needs to be said, then I will actually be explicit. And that was as a reaction, I think, to a group of people that were close, like socially kind of close to anarchists. And I wanted to not be like them, you know? But I don't know. I mean, in those moments of being reactive, it's easy to also lose yourself, I think, for me. And now that I feel like I've gotten past that a bit, I'm like just making those decisions depending on the context a bit more, you know, or even just how I'm like feeling that day. And that I don't need to be explicit just because that's not what the Tacunas do. You know what I mean? It's like the trap of being determined by having your behavior be determined by your enemy or whatever, the person you're arguing with. I definitely have done that and know that I have that tendency. And so I'm like, it's nice to get past it and start thinking for myself a bit more. I don't know. Maybe I'm overplaying this, but it did happen to me to a certain extent.
Yeah. You know, you're at Sunday dinner and somebody takes more of the tempeh than they should have. And you get reactive and you say, well, I'm an anarchist. Like that.
Exactly. Were you there?
Yeah, I was the one who took the tempeh.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I feel you. I guess I'm still sitting with the question of like, when would somebody who doesn't know need to know? It's kind of like another way to come at this question, you know? There are like times when it's like, obviously when it's cool to claim stuff, and like claiming stuff feels good. Like if you're, I don't know, at like a book fair or something. You're like, oh yeah, I'm at the anarchist book fair because this is what I like to do, because this is my subculture, because I'm an anarchist. I go to the book fairs. Or I guess, yeah, if you're at some kind of Rondi or convergence where there's a bunch of different kinds of people kicking around. Like, hey, why are you, you know, using the workerist newspaper as kindling for the fire at the bonfire? And you could be like, well, because I'm an anarchist or something.
I mean, that's different though, because yeah, I mean, I think that's a different thing than what's being asked, because like identifying as an anarchist in those situations where it is like a gathering of anarchists, I think you're doing something different. You know, you're not like exposing yourself. You're saying like, hey, you're like gesturing towards the common values that you have, maybe, you know, or whatever, like common direction at least. Which is, I think, different from saying it to someone that is not an anarchist, because then, I mean, yeah, then the motivation is probably different, you know?
Yeah. I have a friend who likes to tell stories about how she started talking to her mom about how she was an anarchist, and then her mom was like, oh yeah, I could relate to that. And then eventually her mom started like shoplifting and like doing all the other stuff that anarchists are into. And I guess, you know, in that context, it maybe provided her mom with a framework to understand, I guess, why my friend was doing the things that she was doing. Maybe that's beneficial. That seems like kind of a rare and cute thing though. And maybe not something to generalize about.
Right. But I mean, probably most anarchists I know are anarchists because somebody, they met an anarchist that like either explicitly identified that way or like threw out enough signifiers or told them to read the zines that weren't, you know, it just like became clear that they were an anarchist at a certain point. Like that definitely happened for me. And it seems like most people I know, I mean, it's maybe a little more confusing to talk about if you're talking about becoming an anarchist on the internet, which I think is also very common. But people that don't become anarchists on the internet, I think it happens because they meet someone that's like, I'm an anarchist, or they're doing anarchist stuff, and then you become curious, you know?
Yeah.
So that's like an argument for saying you're an anarchist or for doing explicitly anarchist things in a kind of open way.
The other thing that's related to this is that I don't actually think that very many anarchists are good at hiding the fact that, or maybe not that they're not good at hiding the fact that they're an anarchist, but they're bad at pretending that they're normal. You know, because if you like go to the park and you see food not bombs, your first thought is probably not, oh, you know, what's up with this anarchist project? Your first thought as like a normal person is probably like, oh, these people have really funny clothes and smell bad. And then you ask, you know, other questions or whatever. But I don't know if we're fooling anybody is what I'm trying to say.
Well, I don't think we're, well, okay, this is really loaded because it's, the we is a little confusing, but I don't think, yes, I agree that anarchists, or at least the ones I am like interested in and I'm friends with, are probably not doing a very good job of like seeming normal, but I don't think that they are legible as anarchists. I think people are like, you're weird or crazy or some kind of, is it,
punk.
Yeah, or like, right, or a hipster, or like whatever, like it's just like, is something else. Like I've noticed people read me all types of different ways, and it's like a little surprising a lot of the time what the reading is, but it's not that I'm an anarchist, just usually. And I think like I'll have shirt that says something with the word anarchy or anarchist in it, and I think people still don't know. They're like, they just think it's a shirt, you know, like people maybe take that kind of stuff less seriously than anarchists do or something. Yeah. I don't know. It's like, I mean, it's like I'll get mad at people for wearing Circle A shirts when they're not anarchists. Like, I'm not actually getting mad at them, but it's frustrating like to be like, you don't know anything about this thing. Why are you rocking the shirt? You know, but I think most people don't care about stuff like that and aren't like thinking about it very hard. And I will say that I'm really happy that my friends are bad at seeming normal, or I'm glad I have weirdo friends that can't fit into this world, because I think fitting into this world means that you're a bad person.
I was recently walking around in a city and saw just like a very, very like old man who was walking around by himself carrying his grocery bags, wearing a shirt that said ACAB on it. And it was like very not stylistically, like it didn't look like a punk shirt or something. It just looked, they were just like big colorful balls, and each of the balls said A and then C and then A and then B. And I'm like 99% certain, just to your point about like, you know, you could be wearing a shirt and people might not take it seriously, I'm like 99% certain that someone in his family just got it at the thrift store for him when they were trying to look for clothes and didn't know what it meant and just gave him this shirt.
Right.
And I was tickled.
That's sick. That fool's probably an anarchist.
The question though is he living communism or spreading anarchy?
I think with that shirt on, that probably means you're spreading anarchy. I guess it depends where he's carrying the groceries to.
Yeah, if he's going to food not bombs or not.
Or the hub.
Or the hub, yeah, the local hub.
What other questions are there in this questionnaire? Let's see. Take out my little beep boop and read the little words. Oh, I answered one. It says, what type, it says, how do you feel about it? Proud, ashamed? I definitely don't feel ashamed.
You're so proud.
Yeah, I feel, it feels weird to say that I'm proud, but I do feel proud. I think it's a bummer that the word pride and proud has such a shitty, connotation now or something because of patriotism and white supremacy and all these different things. But it feels good. I am proud. Anarchists have done some really cool shit and are like an interesting and exciting people to feel a part of. And when I do feel that way, it feels good. I don't know.
Yeah, it'd be pretty weird to be ashamed, but I don't know. I guess I don't feel ashamed towards myself about it, but I do feel ashamed when people who claim anarchy do like stuff that you think is whack or embarrassing. Sure. Then you can get a little bit ashamed, but it would be a little ashamed. It'd be weird to be like, oh yeah, I'm ashamed of the fact that I'm an anarchist or something.
Right. I mean, that's, to me, is one of the beautiful things about anarchy is that I don't have to feel ashamed. Like, I do also get that knee-jerk thing that you're talking about, because I do think anarchists do a lot of embarrassing things or things that I would not do. But I also, I mean, that's one of the things about anarchy that I really enjoy. Like, I don't have to claim all those people. Like, I can say I'm an anarchist and they can say they're anarchists and we can do totally different and conflicting stuff and have a totally different understanding of what it means to be an anarchist. And so I don't have to feel ashamed because, like, we're different people. And to me, that, it's not a fully formed thought. I'm going to try to say it. I think that thing that happens with anarchy, where it is so subjective, actually is one of the parts of it that kind of exposes contradictions in political ideology that exists outside of anarchy, because it shows that, like, yeah, all ideas and the way people express ideas are subjective. And if you're forcing people to have the same understanding and the same way of, like, the same way of having a practice of a kind of belief system, then it is forced and it is always going to kind of stray outside of that, and then people are going to feel ashamed or misrepresented or whatever. But that's actually just how life works. Like, not life in a sense of like the passing of time, but like life as a flowing energy in the world, it can't really be constrained in such a way where you can say, like, well, this is this, you know, this is anarchy, and so everyone that says they're an anarchist is going to act this certain way, you know. And that's also true for any other thing. It's true for communists. It's true for whatever, fascists or whatever, like anyone that, or Christians or whatever, like anyone that has a belief system is going to have their own subjective understanding of that thing and acting that belief system out. And anarchy actually, I feel, is kind of self-conscious or like conscious of this as a way of life. And so it embraces it or something, or it's just like built into the thing that it's an embrace of difference and of subjectivity rather than trying to like force everyone to act or think a certain way or be a certain way. I don't know if that all made sense. I don't know if I've said it out loud before, but
that makes sense. And I thank you for that TED talk. I do think that, I understand what you mean. I think there are like informal social ways where like a group consensus can be forced even within small like cliques or whatever of anarchists. But yeah, I agree that as a tendency, it's a lot harder to be like pulling a Guy Debord and like kicking everybody out of situationism because, you know, you don't like the things that they said. Anarchism's a little bit more open than all that.
Interesting.
Your being an anarchist doesn't necessarily have to have anything to do with how somebody else, you know, is an anarchist.
Right. I think the examples of people being very explicitly anarchists or being very open about it are like large media projects. And what I see happening is that they become really watered down because they seem to get hyper-focused on like what the reaction to their content is, especially on the internet. Like, you're actually seeing statistical data and likes and all this kind of shit. And so to me, it looks like those. I see a lot of examples of anarchy being watered down and becoming kind of more mainstream, like liberally type stuff, with the larger projects that are like kind of recruitment or what is that called? Like awareness building or yeah. Like those kind of projects.
So you didn't like the Crime Think article about the Biden campaign?
You know, another thing I'm really proud of is that this is the first time I've heard of it, and I'm gonna sit with the thought that I don't need to have a reaction to that. And that's my reaction.
Wow. Zen King.
Yeah. Zen King. It's one word.
I'm feeling like maybe I'm out of intelligent things to say about this topic.
Nice. That means we did it.
Well, thanks, everyone. What's the final verdict?
The final verdict?
Like a TLDR?
Oh, well, no, I'm against that. I think I'm against that. I think people should listen. I think people, okay, here's the final verdict that has nothing to do with the topic. I think if you've made the commitment to click a link or open the book or whatever, you should try to read the whole thing. And that also goes for this podcast, or, you know, or don't. If you're going through life looking for TLDRs, you are gonna not know so much stuff or something. You're gonna have a surface level understanding of things that you want to know about. So that's what you should do about being open, about being an anarchist.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Word. Okay. Should we end it here? Or do you have a verdict? Do you have a TLDR?
No, I don't.
Hell yeah, sick.
I think yours is good. Yours was all right.
Sick. Yeah.
It was good enough.
Yeah, I thought mine was really good too. All right, everyone. Thanks for listening. Talk to you or... Bye.